Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa, of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikvang Napopsanam about Musang Mu'a or Nagasena Monk. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Napopsanam. 12,293, February the 4th, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. There lived a famous king named Milanda during the time of Sukhamuni Buddha. He went to see an important person named Nagasena and asked him, "Why are you recognized as the highest monk in this world? What is your name?" The monk said, "I am Nagasena. However, this is only a name. With this empty name, I am known to everyone. Actually, this name has no self-nature, and my individual I cannot be seen. So in this name, the self-nature, can it see the individual I?" The king said, "Of course, when they call you Nagasena monk, what are they talking about? Is the monk actually Nagasena?" The monk replied, "Dear Lord, it is not Nagasena. The fingernails, skin and bone are not Nagasena. All that is not Nagasena. So, my king, by what means did you come here?" The king explained that he arrived in a carriage, to which the monk replied, "Explain this to me. Does the carriage have wheels? Is that the carriage?" The king answered, "No." The monk continued, "Regardless of how many questions I ask the king, I cannot see the carriage. Here, what is this carriage? Is it a wheel or whip? Or is it a round carriage? That name is empty. That is why we call it a carriage. So, king, do you understand this carriage? Just like this, according to my fingernails, skin, and thinking, they make up Nagasena. However, the true meaning is actually that the self-nature does not exist. When you realize the no-I, you realize your self-nature, thus emerging from all suffering, worry, fear, and ignorance, becoming a wise practitioner. Today, the new energy comes in as well. Thus, during this year, all of you realize Musang Mu'a. All of you can become wise practitioners and become needed persons for all sentient beings. When we realize the infinite I, we can have an utmost satisfied life." Thank you very much, Jikwang Napopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Tikwang Napopsanam. Yeah, the new energy is there. It's the horse energy. Last year was snake and now it's horse. And yeah, it's a really new energy and we have to practice a lot. I wish you a very nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.